Lionel Phillips Camara, my grandfather, was born in Honolulu on November 7th, 1913, died July 10th, 2006, at Straub Hospital. He was the oldest child of Manuel and Gussie Camara. He is preceded in death by his brother Clifford. Lionel is survived by his wife Mary, known as Honey to the family, daughters Mary Ann Lopez and Cheryl Camara, sister Thelma, who was unable to attend today, although she's 89 years old. Grandchildren, myself, John Lopes, Michelle Ford, Lionel Joseph Camara, and Christina Singh. Great-grandchildren, Sam and Sarah Morgan, Cody and Shelby Ford, Hope, Bailey, and Grace Camara, and Alexander Kaur Singh. Great-great-grandson, Caden Turner. Grandpa graduated from McKinley High School, class of 1933, and celebrated many reunions, after which he worked for a while at Von Ham Young and then at the tax office. In 1938, on the steps of the Territorial Tax Office building, Grandpa was introduced to Mary Sorrell. And it must have been love at first sight, for they married on September 28, 1940 at St. Joseph's Church in Hilo. They have two daughters I mentioned earlier, my mother Mary Ann and my aunt Cheryl. Grandpa was always dedicated to serving others. He worked for 35 years for the State Department of Taxation as a tax compliance coordinator and had the arduous responsibility of being the delinquent tax collector. Grandpa was always a dedicated family man and loved his wife dearly, to whom he's been married for over 65 years. At their 60th wedding anniversary, when asked to share his secrets about what he believed contributed to their long, successful marriage, he responded, "You need love, trust, communication, and compromise." Aunt Cheryl used to get a big kick out of them in the later years as she would listen to them at night after they got into bed, and they would talk story about the day's events or something they were concerned about, one of the members of the family, or so on and so forth. Grandpa was a devoted husband, a caring and loving father, and a wonderful grandfather. He loved his children deeply and his grandchildren. He loved his family so very much. Grandpa also enjoyed gardening, especially roses. He has quite a few. And how he loved to travel: California, Reno, Utah, Portugal, cruises. He especially enjoyed a cruise he took with Grandma to the Inland Passage of Alaska. One year, he even took the entire family to Disneyland. They would kid about being a party of nine when being seated at restaurants. Grandpa also displayed a great dedication to the Knights of Pythias, a fraternal organization that exemplifies the principles of friendship, charity, and benevolence. He was an active member for over 71 years. During that time, he served as Secretary of the Lodge for 55 consecutive years. During his tenure as Secretary of the Knights of Pythias, Grandpa served as the District Deputy Supreme Chancellor from 1958 to 1982. He also found time in the organization to serve as a trustee of the Triangle Club for 39 years. Grandpa is the only member in the state of Hawaii to ever receive the Knight of the Golden Spur by the Knights of Pythias for performance of Pythian duties and by outstanding contribution to the community and other civic endeavors and to mankind. Grandpa was thrilled when I joined the Knights of Pythias, and at the time I was the youngest member. More recently, he enjoyed hearing about my acquisitions as I collect memorabilia and paraphernalia, and he would eagerly listen as I'd tell him of my new find. Grandpa also served as Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 11 from 1933 to 1939, as well as Cubmaster for 4 years, and later a Scoutmaster of Troop 42 at Central Union Church from 1941 to 43. Grandpa told the story that he learned to play the piano at 11, but after a while he wanted to stop the lessons and didn't want to practice. His father would purchase popular music sheets and leave them around to entice him to continue to improve his musical skills. This encouragement led him to be active with the church by serving as the pianist and organist for Pilgrim Church from 1931 to 1940 and Central Union Church Windward 1953 through 55. Later, he purchased an organ for his own enjoyment and also often accompanied the family in singing Christmas carols or just entertaining visitors and family alike. Grandpa was an active member of the McKinley Class of 1933 reunions and served as the McKinley Alumni Association's president from 1970 to 1971. He was also active with the HGEA retirees, serving on the board of directors from 1975 through 91. He also served as treasurer from 1975 through 79. He was the president of the Oahu chapter, 1983 through 85, and president of the state board of directors, 1985 through 87. Grandpa was a perfectionist in everything he did. He preferred doing things himself and didn't want to wait until someone else did it. He had a brilliant mind and the best memory. He's got a better memory than I do. Just last week, the second day he was in the hospital, he was still reminding my aunt to turn in some paperwork for my Aunt Thelma and an impending deadline, and he was right about the date. Even reminded her she needed to get a safety check on the car. As a dad and grandfather, he made sure everything was well planned for the kids, especially on special occasions. I remember one Easter when I was 5 or 6, my sister Michelle and I had come to Honolulu for Easter. We were surprised when we went to Grandpa's garden on Easter Sunday morning to find 2 bunny rabbits running around for us to take back to Hilo. Even this service we are attending today was partially planned by Grandpa, down to the timing, the chapel, and the songs. I knew him as a grandfather growing up, a brother knight in the Knights of Pythias, and in my adult life I have had the privilege of knowing him as a friend. I feel fortunate to have had him at my wedding. My wife Kim and I would look forward to going on trips to Vegas and Reno with Grandma and Grandpa. And it was on these trips that we both came to know them as people and friends, not just Grandma and Grandpa. A couple of years ago, I started calling both my grandparents on a daily basis. I felt I was far away and did not have the luxury of coming over to visit. And they were older and sort of homebound, so I visited them via telephone. I've been told by some that, oh, you're a good guy, a good grandson for calling daily. But what most people don't know is that I look forward to and benefited greatly from my visit with Grandpa daily. He shared things from me that can only come from living on this planet for 92 years. Things like honor, loyalty, dedication, class, and above all, family. Earlier, as I was greeted by people on the way in, a few things were said that I'd like to share. One person hit it on the head, Ruthie, that Grandpa was the kind of person who made us all better by just knowing him. I was also told by 2 different women on the way in that he was, above all, a gentleman. The guy had class. I was looking through old family photos, some of which were displayed outside on the photo boards, and I ran across a photo of Grandpa and I taken when I was very young. My mom tells me that he was such a proud grandfather. I looked at his face in that photo and I understood the look. I too had become a grandfather myself 2 years ago. I know that look, it's pride. I only regret that he did not get a chance to meet my grandson, his first great-grandson, Caden. I'm fortunate, as my grandson lives with me. Grandpa told me often that he was happy that I was able to spend a lot of time with him. We enjoyed talking about his daily antics. We've been very fortunate to have been able to celebrate a 50th and 60th wedding anniversary with them, as well as 2 90th birthday celebrations, one for Grandpa and one for Grandma held a couple of months ago. One only needs to look at the picture boards outside to see that Grandpa truly loved his family. Grandpa, until we meet again, my grandfather, my brother Knight, my friend, Grandpa, you will be missed. I love you deeply. Farewell. Goodbye.